The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of Christ. Be seated. Grace and peace to you, dear friends, from God and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. This time of year, I like snow. But there is no snow. Instead, we have rain. But I guess this weather, you know, it's all right. We'll take it. I also like this time of year. Hot chocolate, which I'm sharing with you today. All these blessings abound. There is one winter around this time, about 25 years ago, that I distinctly remember. We had a lot of snow, a lot. And two very good friends of my parents had horses, two dappled perchins, I remember, and they had, brace yourself, a sleigh. So we went for a real sleigh ride. Have any of you ever been on a real sleigh ride? It is really cool. It really is. Literally, it's really cold also. So hence the need for the hot chocolate. These two people that took us on a sleigh ride, really interesting. Really wonderful family. And all the time I was growing up, I knew them as Mr. and Mrs. Carroll. And I think until I was about 18, I was convinced that their last name was Carroll. Their last name was not Carroll. Both of their first names were Carroll. Mr. and Mrs. Carroll. And one of our favorite wedding presents, Derek and I, is from Mr. and Mrs. Carroll. And they probably got this in Amish country in Ohio, because they love to go there. And it says, God bless our home. And on the back, it says, may God richly bless your life together. Love, Mr. and Mrs. Carroll. It was the first thing we put up in our home in Ohio. It was the first thing we put up in our home here in Pennsylvania. It was actually the last thing that we took down because it was right above the door. This has great meaning for me and for my life. And blessing and presence on this day of Epiphany. So we heard about the wise men bringing these strange presents of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to baby Jesus. These presents were to fulfill a prophecy that a baby, a tiny baby, would be the king of the Jews, born in Bethlehem. Gold and frankincense. All the world, all of Israel, all of Judea would worship this tiny baby king. And myrrh. Myrrh used in the anointing of bodies before burial, that this king would die and rise again to save all people everywhere. The presence of Epiphany, strange but wonderful, strange but beautiful, strange and also a blessing. So we have some blessing to do today, right? Some blessings. Some blessings that look like 20 with a plus sign, which is actually a cross, plus the letter C, which stands for, anybody? Casper, the traditional name of one of the three wise men. Another cross and an M that stands for? Melchior, good job. Another traditional name of one of the wise men. And B, which stands for? Belshazzar, traditionally another name for one of the wise men. And two more numbers that are 19, the year of our Lord, 2019. So I need some tall folks. Who's tall? Don't make me pick you, because I will. Derek. There you go. All right, Derek, follow me. We're going to open some doors. Because we have some blessings to do. But let's start here. So, if you're following along, we're on page 6 to offer some blessings. May peace be to this house of worship and to all who enter here. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures.
As we prepare to ask God's blessing on this church, let us listen to the words of Scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
The Magi of old, known as Casper, Melchior, and Belshazzar, followed the star of God's Son, who came to the dwelling among us 2019 years ago. May Christ bless this house of worship and remain with us throughout the new year. And we are going outside. But we'll be back, don't worry. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
anywhere you want, we need to see this. 20 CMV 19. So it can be on a door, it can be up there, anywhere you want. You want another one? Yep. C. M. B. Plus. 19. All right. Thank you. You'll have to check that out after the party today. Thanks, Derek. And we have some other places to bless. Christ bless this nave. Christ bless this chancel. Christ bless this font.
Christ bless this font.
Christ bless this pulpit.
Christ bless this pulpit.
Christ bless this table.
The place where we feast on your life.
Let us pray. O God, you revealed your Son to all people by the shining light of a star. We pray that you bless this house of worship with your gracious presence. May your love be our inspiration, your wisdom our guide, your truth our light, and your peace, our benediction. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen.